Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
Take me now.
Why?
To prove that nothing matters.
Very what? What are you doing with this insert?
Having the time of my life, thank you.
Serena is in Women's Wear Daily
with Poppy Lifton.
Remember when we met Manhattan's lava?
Totally forgot about it.
Manhattan's lava.
Andrew got caught in a riptide.
Yeah, we had known. We never even bothered you.
Is it over?
We've already lost one son. We weren't losing another.
So are you excited for Nate's big adventure this summer?
He told you about our backpacking trip?
I was talking about the internship at the mayor's office.
There you go.
Wait. Stay.
Simply more fun on the Upper East Side. Our favorite things to wake up to? The sun in the sky, the Nikkei on the rise, and a wake-up call from your latest lover. Or your best friend.
Again, Serena?
Good, you're up.
Yes, I'm up, just like I was up yesterday and the morning before that.
Well, after the whole Carter Tuck thing, you can't blame me for wanting to check in on you.
And as much as I appreciate the concern, as my downward spiral's on the upturn. I'm at home in my PJs eating French toast with Dorota.
Come on!
Who was that?
Get off the phone!
Dorota has a cold.
Dorota, I told you not to use your handkerchief at the table!
It's disgusting.
Oh, it sounded like a car horn. It must have been on my end.
Where are you?
I'm on 73rd and Madison, headed to Via Corona to get some pastries for our new family breakfast.
Well, that wasn't so cool on French toast, I would ask you to bring me one. See you at school.
Tell Dorota to feel better.
I have here in my hands my first fan letter.
What, did you write it yourself?
No. The New Yorker forwarded it to me. Some kid read my story. He loved it. He sent me his own story. I mean, he wants my opinion, but I figured it would be good practice for Yale since they make you do a crit with your classmates.
Oh, a family gives homework. Lovely.
What's this? My entry packet from Yale. It came too.
There's just a couple more forms for you to fill out, and then we're done.
Look at us. Everything's working out. You and Yale. Jenny actually might make it to 16.
That was a little touch and go there for a while.
Yes, but I still have 24 hours to mess up, so. Dad, I don't smell coffee.
In the waffle iron is cold.
Ah, yeah. Lily's doing breakfast today. She wants to talk to us.
Ominous.
Or delicious. I mean, do you know how many types of jam they have there?
Come on, we're going to be late.
It's a lot.
Hey, I'll be there in a second. Are you here to read my fan letter in person?
As happy as I am for you, I'm a little freaked out. I gave Nate a week to call and he hasn't.
Well, if I remember right, you left him alone at a party where he was being honored.
Which I feel terrible about. I just wish he would give me a chance to apologize.
And we will, when he's ready.
Okay. Did you just set me up?
What do you mean?
Nate just sent me an email. He wants me to meet him at his place in a half hour.
Really? Well, that... I mean, I was just winging it, but that's good.
Serena!
Hi!
Poppy! Oh, my gosh! Hey!
Oh, it's so good to see you. I was beginning to think we weren't running in the same circles anymore. It's been so long. A cute coat.
Oh, thanks. You look great. I love your hair. And you're tan?
Yeah, we just got back from Spain.
We?
Yeah, me and my new boyfriend, Gabriel. He's so wonderful, Serena. You'd love him.
I'd love to meet him.
You should. But we're only in town for 48 hours, so Gabriel had to come in for business, but we're going to fly right back to Costa Brava on Sunday morning. So, what about you? What's new? Seeing anybody?
Yeah, Dan and I got back together, but then we broke up again.
Oh, I'm sorry. And your friend, what's her name, Blair?
Yes.
How's she doing?
Good. Now, there was this thing between us, but then we worked it out, so.
Oh, well, sounds like everything's exactly the same as it was last time I saw you. Makes catching up easier, though, right?
Yeah. I'm throwing a party this weekend.
Really? Oh, what's the occasion? Not that you need one.
It's for a friend. It's for Sweet 16.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, you should come.
Yeah, I have to check my schedule, but I'll let you know.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Well, have fun with your little party, and, take care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
Lily, I can't believe you made us breakfast.
Oh, I just toasted some bagels and fried some bacon.
And bought jam.
Oh, really? It's no big deal.
If you turned on a burner, though, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. You are really committed to making this family work. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Charles, he's staying for breakfast.
I have an appointment.
What does Chuck Bass do at 8 a.m.? It's not like you work a house.
I do my cardio in the evenings. The morning is for business, for which I am late. So if you'll excuse me.
Does this feel like a sitcom to anybody else?
It's like a reality show.
Good. So I can vote you off.
It would almost be scary if it wasn't wearing plaid.
Oh, wait, you guys didn't cut without me, did you?
You didn't tell her yet.
No.
Why tell my wife?
Well, we wanted to tell you in person, all of you.
We are planning a sweet 16 party for you here tomorrow night.
Fantastic caterer and beautiful flowers. DJ, the perfect guest list. We wanted it to be a surprise, though.
Well, we heard you had one of those last year, and it didn't go so well.
Oh, okay, great.
Well, that's why this year I was more than happy to delegate to people who know better. So what do you think?
Wow.
You're not excited?
No, I am. I totally am. But, okay, look, last year, I would have killed for a party like this. But this year, I don't know, things just seem different. Okay, I was just kind of hoping that it would be us and Vanessa and Jonathan and then, I don't even, maybe those two girls from my chem class who didn't light my hair on fire that one time. I'm sorry, is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe you should just try the cake.
Of course it's okay, it's your birthday, it's whatever you want.
Yeah, you know, it's not a problem. I'll cancel.
I'm thinking my famous chili.
Or maybe some board games.
Yeah. But really, thank you so much for thinking of me. It means a lot.
I'll just go cancel the caterer.
Probably get to school.
Every culture in the world has some version of a sweet 16 party. It's like a universal rite of passage.
Well, since she got back to Constance, Jenny hasn't exactly made a lot of friends. You know, downsizing the party might have something to do with the fear that no one will show up.
Serena!
Word is out that your party went from 60 to 0 in the last hour.
We know you'd accept defeat gracefully.
What are you talking about?
You canceled Jenny's party to move off Penelope's date.
Penelope's having a party tomorrow night? Since when?
Since always. We were all gone, but at least now we don't have to pretend to feel bad about missing yours.
Hey, Phoebe!
Hey, girl!
How excited are you about the party?
Spotted. S, learning the answer to the age-old question. What if you were throwing a party and no one cared? When that happens, don't cancel.
Poppy, hey, it's Serena. You know that party I was telling you about? I was hoping we could meet up. I need your help.
Make them eat cake.
The email I sent from Nate's account. His password has been soccer since the 5th grade. And the flare leaves his place at this time every morning. When you're ready to do something about it, you know where I am.
And when you're not from the Upper East Side, sometimes morning is just the start to a very bad day.
I'm all for old habits dying hard, but you and Nate, I'm not a bit thin there. Done that. Not them twice.
Nate and I are purely platonic.
I've seen you leave his place in the morning.
Oh, of course. You're stalking me. You know, if you were any good at it, you would know. I bring him breakfast. We're just friends. We haven't shared so much as a kiss, even.
Friends. That makes total sense. There's no spark between you two. Never was. You're like a green twig in a soggy match. A rusty hammer in an icy nail.
Nate and I have had plenty of spark. Better than that fireworks.
That was us.
like I didn't fight for you. I did. Hard. And for a long time. So, please, forgive me. If now that we're over, I'm exhausted.
So what, you're with Nate because it's easy?
I'm not with Nate. But if I was, what's wrong with easy? Maybe it's easy because it's right.
Oh, really? Is that why Nate is so reluctant to break things off with Vanessa? You do know there's still Danny, right? Try this.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Hey, is the Yale packet around, Dad? I just want to look at the dorms.
Oh, geez. I think I left it at Lil's. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's all right. No, I'll just get it tomorrow. But let me know if you do need help.
Why did you just lie to him? The packet's right there.
Dan was denied financial aid at Yale. My funds are limited, and these days there are a lot of other students that need it more than we do.
I'm sorry. Do you have savings?
Of course, but I planned on at least part of his tuition being subsidized.
Well, I can help you out.
Thank you, but no. As kind as it is for you to offer, I think I need to handle this on my own. I just wish I had an idea.
Well, you could sell the loft, and then you'd have enough for Dan's tuition and then some.
And this is where Dan and Jenny grew up. Besides, where would we live? On the streets?
Well, you could move in with me.
That's a big step, Lil.
I know. But I always thought it's the next one for us anyway.
Are we ready for that?
Well, there's one way to find out. Look, why don't you just talk to an agent and do what they say?
You know what I was just thinking? Jennifer Aniston is totally fine now. I'm sure Brad doesn't even feel bad anymore.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure that there was some collateral damage, which is always sad. But his fate lay with Angelina, and he knew that, so he had the tough conversation and moved on.
This is your way of saying I should break up with Vanessa? So me and you can...
embrace our fate. Yes.
Okay. Well, I wasn't actually going to tell you this till afterwards, but Vanessa called a couple of hours ago, and she just wants to talk, so I asked her to meet me for dinner.
But can't you just text?
No.
But what if when you see her, there's sparks? Or fireworks, even. You know, they say breakup sex.
Hey. Vanessa and I, it feels over. And I'm sure she's going to tell me the same thing. Listen, I promise. I'll come straight over after it's done.
On their first trip to Africa, Brad and Angelina's lovemaking was so intense, the guards thought they were being attacked.
Well, how about I just start by talking to Vanessa and see where all this goes? Sound good?
Sounds great.
Now I love the jazz, the dip, and the mention.
Oh, you must be Jenny. So nice to meet you.
I'm Poppy.
Hi.
Serena, I wasn't expecting any of this.
Oh, well, my mom wanted you to have your dream dress. We thought Miss Sony would be right, so I brought a friend to help with the selection.
Oh, what about that one?
Well, I wish I was the kind of girl who was having the kind of party where I could wear this kind of dress. I'm not, so I guess I'll just try this one.
Hey, thanks for meeting me. After I saw you this morning, I felt kind of terrible. I'm in a rut, aren't I?
Well, a girl like you should be on the arm of a designer at the costume ball one day and yawning around the Maldives the next. Not making up and breaking up with the same high school boy and feuding with your frenemy.
I know. What can I do?
Well, this party would be a good place to start.
Yeah, I thought that, but Jenny is just really set on something more simple.
Any 16-year-old girl would love the kind of party that you should be throwing. Adults, elegant, the right notables in attendance. And you saw the way that she looked at that dress. She loves it. She wants a party like this. She just needs someone to hold her hand a little.
So, what do you think?
We like that one better.
Okay, I guess we'll just try it on.
Maybe she loves it. That's all the proof you need.
It's not too late.
Why don't you start making phone calls?
Right. Hi, it's Serena Vanderwoodson. I know my mom might have called you this morning, but there's been a mistake. The party's not canceled. It's still on, and actually, it's gonna be bigger.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for meeting me. It's really good to see you.
I have a feeling you're not gonna like what I have to say. Hey, don't act surprised, V. You saw this coming. I mean, you left first.
I know, but... I mean, I'm sure we could do something to figure it all out. We tried. Okay. Well, at least we can end things honestly, right?
Right.
Because if there's someone else you could tell me, probably make things easier.
This is about you and me. No one else.
Really?
Yeah, really.
It's 10:30, DeRota. What took him so long?
Maybe girl from Brooklyn Cry, Mr. Nate, nice boy. He wiped tears. He touched her hair. She touched his.
DeRota!
Not that this ever happened to me.
It's done.
Oh.
Oh, don't look too happy.
Oh, right. Sorry. Was it awful?
No. Things had come to a natural end, so... And it had nothing to do with anyone else.
Of course. It was just about you guys.
Hey, listen, it's getting late and I've had a really tough day. So how about tomorrow, okay? We can hang out this weekend.
Pour that dog down the drain, DeRota.
Wait, is that the 96? What happened, Miss Blair?
He kissed me on the forehead. Like Chevalier kissed Gigi. Like he was a man and I was a little girl. No passion, no spark. Maybe Chuck was right. Maybe all Nate and I have together is just history.
Poor B. It's hard to turn up the heat with an old flame. But stand back. Someone's about to add fuel to this fire.
I have to say I was a little surprised when you called.
That he jumped me, I can accept. But then he had the nerve to say that there was nothing between him and Blair.
Just friend speech. I got it too. They're making fools of us.
Well, not anymore.
Wow, you got a lot of board games there. You know, we're going to a birthday party. It's not a bomb shelter.
Yeah, well, I want to have options. Do you know Vanessa's coming?
Yeah. She and Nate broke up last night. Seems like she's taking it pretty hard, but she wants to come to the party. Said she'd call.
Okay.
Nope. And that's probably her. Hello?
Mr. Humphrey, it's Gail from Brooklyn Realty. I wanted to schedule a time for our appraiser to come out to your loft. Is this a bad time?
Yeah. You know, I'll call you later.
Not Vanessa?
No. You know, we should probably start getting ready.
Okay.
Wait, back up, Blair. Nate and Vanessa broke up?
Well, they had a falling out after the Vanderbilt party. Hadn't spoken for a week and broke up last night.
How do you know all this? Have you dumped me for Vanessa?
No.
I've just been spending a lot of time with Nate. Oh, where's this coming from?
What?
You and Nate? After all that you've been through?
You sure it's not just because Nate, not Chuck?
I thought Chuck was my future, Nate a part of my juvenile past, but now I'm thinking, Chuck was just something I had to get out of my system in order to realize Nate was my destiny all along.
Well, if that's really how you feel,
then I'm happy for you. It's not exactly like I was rooting for Chuck. And Nate is good for you, no drama.
Nate and I have plenty of drama and sparks and fireworks.
Uh-huh. When are you getting to my party?
You mean Jenny's party.
So, do you have any idea what's going on out there?
V, I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Jenny, you're gonna love it.
Hey, Vanya.
Guilty. Liberal victims and their assault in America by Ann Coulter?
Dorota gapped me. She said, important to no enemy. That's okay. I need to make Dorota happy.
I have to say I'm excited.
Oh, you should be. That only makes us chilly in very special occasions.
Well, not just about my birthday. I mean, of course about my birthday, but, you know, Lily and Dad and all of us together. I don't know. Things just seem to be going really good.
Yeah, a little too good.
What? Sounds like it's good, too good. Dan?
You know that phone call that wasn't Vanessa? It was a real estate agent. I think Dad might be selling a loft.
What? No, where would we live?
Well, I'd be at college. I guess you and Dad would be moving on up to the east side. To a deluxe apartment.
Okay, First of all, you need to stop watching so many old sitcoms on Hulu. And second, Dad on the Upper East Side? I mean, there's no way. No, we can't live up here. We're...
Humphreys.
Damn straight.
You're up good, you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks familiar. And yes?
Not bad, little Jay. What are you doing here? Once I heard Poppy Lifton was coming to your party, I canceled mine. In the last 20 minutes, I've been hit on by two Bronfmans and a gay designer. It was so worth it. Kudos on rising from the social grave.
Speaking of graves, did something die in that pot?
It's human.
I liked my social grave. I dug it myself, and I was happy to lie in it. What's going on? Why are they here?
I don't know. This chili was a ton. I need to find a caterer.
I'm Jenny. Hey, I didn't see you come in. I'll see you with all this fabulous going on.
Well done. Happy birthday, Jenny.
Happy, I didn't expect to see you.
Hey, will you get us some drinks?
Well, surprised. Confused? I mean, what is all this? Where's my dad and Lily?
They're at Billy Elliot, Fifth Row Center. I told them that a girl only turns 16 once and she needs to spend it with her friends, and friends are friends. My present to you.
Yeah, I didn't come out there.
Well, I thought you didn't want a social fiasco where you planned something and people didn't show up, but this is perfect. I mean, Jenny, all of these people are here for you.
Patrick, hey, would you take a picture with me and the birthday girl?
Sure. It's a birthday?
Enjoying my party?
Yeah, I was just saying to Jonathan that this is a lovely, intimate family gathering.
Nothing says Jenny Humphrey like a customized cocktail napkin.
I don't get it. Why would Serena hijack my birthday?
Well, I know she was trying to do something nice for you. Maybe she just got a little carried away. Maybe she wanted to prove to everyone she could still throw a great party.
Well, if you want people to know what a great party she can throw, why not tell everyone?
I came to you because I wanted to do something besides feel sorry for myself, but all it's been is sleazy platitudes and you staring at my boobs.
I came up with several excellent ideas. You just shot most of them down.
Yeah, because they all involve leaking a Chuck Vanessa sex tape to the internet.
You don't have to leak the tape if you don't want to.
Consistent. Twisted.
Why are they here? What do we do?
Spotted. Two people who should know better. and two people who don't know what hit them.
No peg?
Yeah, of course there's no peg. Serena, who are these rowdy children? I mean, I know Jenny's young, but this is embarrassing.
I know. I'm so sorry. Just give me a minute and I'll figure this out.
We're leaving. You should come with.
Trust me, I would love to get out of here right now, but I think I should deal with the table dancers first.
So I'll catch up with you later.
Well, do try. For your own good.
Jenny, please, help me get rid of these party crashers.
They're not crashing, Serena. I invited them.
Well, you have your guest list and I have mine.
Yeah, but this can't be what you want.
I can't say what I want.
Jenny, I genuinely thought that when you got off the elevator, you would be thrilled. And if you weren't, then I'm sorry, but you should have just said something.
Serena, I did, at breakfast. Serena,
you clearly... It's fine. Jenny and I are just having our first fight.
There are strangers having sex in your bed.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did you get that out of my mother's closet?
The word he used was haunting. A haunting sense of immediacy. I love that. He's a smart guy. My friend's a good writer.
Dan,
good
help.
Well, I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Well, I need you to be in the middle of something else.
Who'd your boyfriend kill?
We're not a couple. Just physical.
Take your word for it. But listen, whatever's going on between you two, just make sure Chuck doesn't talk to you into doing something you regret.
Whatever's going on with Chuck wasn't his idea, it was mine. And at least he doesn't pretend to be one thing when really he's another. You said there was no one else.
There's not. Claire's my friend. Nothing's happened between us.
Well, not yet. Glad he's telling the truth. Nate's a good guy. If you'd have seen that, maybe you'd still be together. Now that he's free, who knows what will happen?
Exactly. We don't know. We're just hanging out.
Sure, that's what people do at parties, hang out. But later when we're alone...
Claire, we'll talk about it.
What is there to talk about? Okay, do you guys want to have this conversation somewhere else, alone? Why are you still standing here?
Claire, what are we doing in here?
You're not leaving this room until we find out once and for all if we're really just friends. Well, don't just stare at me. Do something.
Claire, stop acting like me being your friend is some kind of plot to humiliate you, okay? Did you ever think that maybe things didn't work out between us because we weren't friends?
You're right, Nate. This week, you've become my friend. It's amazing. I never wanted to kiss my friend so much.
Hey, we're a party full of people, and you and Vanessa are right behind the wall.
Doesn't that excite you?
Claire.
Don't. Only my boyfriend gets to touch my hair.
They've been in there for a while. What if all we did is push them closer together?
You just need to relax. Trust in the power of our overwhelming sexual chemistry and drive a wedge between them. Or yourself, baby.
But that went well.
You wanted to be more like Claire Waldorf? Congratulations, you succeeded.
Poor V. Nobody gets what they want without losing something they love, like their integrity.
Same.
So gross. I can't believe Jenny would turn this sophisticated soiree into a teenage rager.
Well, you did turn a Scrabble and Sloppy Joe party into a sophisticated soiree, so... Yeah, not that the punishment exactly fits the crime.
Well, maybe on some entirely subconscious level, I was thinking of myself. Well, yes, it may have been somewhat conscious, but I don't know. My life has just felt so normal lately. Getting back together with you and breaking up again, fighting with Blair and then not. It's all felt so high school.
Well, we are in high school, at least for a little while longer.
Old people seem oddly nostalgic for this time in their lives.
Is it going to make me sound like my dad if I say that you have the rest of your life to throw these fabulous society parties? But this might be the last opportunity you have to rouse naked strangers from making love on your mattress. As you know, it sounds a lot like college.
Serena, we have a problem.
How was I supposed to know that if I threw you the best party of the year, you would sabotage?
How was I supposed to know how many kids would show up?
Vanya,
what's going on?
Fucking rats with their cell phones over and over. It's too much. Go home. Away before I...
call the cops.
Oh, please.
He's getting one away. Hi, kids.
We're home. Oh, my God.
Okay, little deeper. She's definitely got out of hand, but the most important thing is that the kids are okay.
Yes, well, that may be the most important thing, but the second most important thing is the apartment, the furniture, the rugs, the art, my closet.
I thought I recognized that address.
Serena, how did this happen? Mom, I admit I made a few phone calls. If you want to punish someone for the past hors d'oeuvres, point the finger here. Guilty as charged. But as far as all the people... Oh, and you expect me to believe that Jenny was behind this after she had me cancel the best caterer in town because she wanted Clue and a crock pot.
Mom, you could at least make an attempt to master your distaste.
Don't you dare leave me here to clean up this mess, Serena.
When this family was just me and Eric, if things got out of control, it was a pretty safe bet that it was my fault.
That's true.
But as this family grows, so does the pool of suspects. This is not my mess.
Okay, so whose mess is it? Okay, all I did was carry the chili and prevent teenagers from having unprotected sex.
Serena may have had her own motives, and I may have helped with the crowd situation with a few inspirational words.
But I was the one who posted the party on Gossip Girl. Look, I'm sorry, Lily, and I'm sorry, Dad, and I don't know, maybe Serena was just trying to be nice, but the party that she threw was totally embarrassing.
Jenny, I don't understand. It sounds to me like what Serena put together was delightful.
You know, at least last year, it was my face on the cake. And the people at my party might have hated me, but at least they knew who I was. I know that it's hard for you guys to understand, but I like being me. And as crazy as it may seem, I choose not to be a Park Avenue princess on my birthday or any other day. No matter what my address might be.
What are you talking about, Jay? The real estate agent called today.
Dad, you and Lily might want to live together. But I'm just not ready to stop being a Humphrey.
Wait, live together?
Teenagers, annoying sort of siblings, being yelled at by my mother, this should not be my life.
It doesn't have to be, sweetie.
And so what if your stock took a dip in the last quarter?
Who didn't?
But that doesn't mean you can't still turn things around. Well, then what do you suggest? And don't say to host another party.
Well, it sounds to me like you need to get away.
Yes. Road trip.
I was thinking more like a private jet to Spain.
Yeah, even my fantasies are becoming dull.
This is Gabriel's parents' place. It's insanely beautiful. And the weather, and the food, and Gabriel's hot friends.
Mm-hmm. When do we leave?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I think I might be grounded.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, let's go to Spain.
So
España.
Uh-oh. Looks like someone's up to their old tricks. And just in time, too. Cuidado, España. Here comes el problema.
Ugh. I can't tell if it's chilly or my pot of sunk kid threw up in here.
Well, I'm just grateful I could stay here last night and wait it out while an army of highly trained professionals restores our home.
Did you ever hear from Sarita?
Yes, she left a message saying she was sleeping at Poppy's. Oh, I shouldn't have jumped to conclusions. It's been so hard on her.
And Jenny should have spoken up sooner. Well, I'm really sorry.
And so is she, I know.
So, about moving in together. I love the idea of our family sharing a place together.
One day.
It's going to be complicated, to say the least. We need to find our way, and the kids need to find theirs. We shouldn't let circumstance impose a timeline.
I agree. But what are you going to do about Dan and Yale?
I'll figure something out.
Figure out what? What do we need to figure out between me and Yale?
I'm going to get dressed.
Wait, is that why you were moving in with Lily? To pay for my education? What happened? Yale has great financial aid.
Well, as of now, we're a low priority. It's all determined by need.
We're not needy enough?
It's all relative, Dan.
Well, what do we do?
Well, I've never let money get in the way of your education before. I'm not going to start now. We've got some time. And you need to stay positive about your future. Did you call that kid who sent you your fan letter? I bet he's dying to hear back from you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's great for him to reach out like that, so... I'll give him a call.
Dan. We'll figure out a way.
Oh, I know.
I should have known it was too good to last. It's just I was having so much fun hanging out with a normal guy like Nate. We may not have had the drama or the electricity, but you know what we did have? Fun? Yes, Jinota. Fun. Nate, he's so nice. Being around him wasn't hard. It didn't hurt. Until now. I miss my friend Nate.
Maybe you'll get happy soon.
True. The ducks do soothe me. Give me my loaf.
Mr. Nate called to ask where your favorite spot. Let's see where he wants first kiss.
Is it true that you brought me here?
Well, you ran off too quickly last night. All I wanted to tell you is that I do want to be with you. Just not like that.
No.
I met you last year, around this time, actually. You were with a friend of yours, and you were calling yourself Savannah.
Hi. Sorry, Blake. I got refreshments for the ride.
Hey, yeah. Hey. Did you introduce yourself?
Not exactly. It's Serena.
Figured. It's nice to meet you again. I'm Gabriel.
Oh, my God. We're going to have so much fun.
Well, that's Eddie and I go.
Your phone! Who does Scott know in Brooklyn?
No one. Hello? Hey, is this Scott?
I'm sorry, Scott can't come to the phone right now. Can I give him a message?
Yeah, this is Daniel Humphrey.
He wrote me a letter, so,
I guess if he wants to talk, he's telling me he can give me a call back.
Certainly. I'll pass the message along.
Okay, thank you.
Scott? was it?
Scott wrote a letter to Rufus Humphrey's son.
Why would he?
He knows.
How do you delete an incoming call?
Mistakes. We all make them. They usually start with the best of intentions, like keeping a secret to protect someone.
I'll be just a second.
In the morning.
Or getting some distance from the person you've become.
But it's been this way for me.
Sometimes we don't even know what mistakes we've made to get us where we are. Or we figure it out just in time to make it right again. But every mistake happens for a reason. To teach you a lesson you would otherwise never learn.
You're going to leave without saying goodbye. I knew you were more like me than you were letting on.
Chucky, it's morning now. As in cold light out. As in let's pretend last night didn't happen.
We could just as easily pretend that this didn't happen.
And hopefully, you never make that mistake again.
So we're clear. This is just between us. It means nothing.
What means nothing?
Lucky for me, that never happened. XOXO, Gossip Girl.